Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Because we know this, cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together.
President Joe Biden spoke Monday of his goal to reduce U.S. cancer deaths in half over the next 25 years. Speaking in Boston on the 60th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's famous moonshot speech, Biden described what he called a new American moonshot, a plan aimed at eradicating cancer as we know it. Biden said the same technology used to fight the coronavirus could also be used to fight cancer, including the mRNA vaccine technology. He also highlighted a new federally backed study touting the use of blood tests to screen for multiple cancers and improve early detection. Earlier in the day, Biden focused on the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law with union workers at Boston's Logan International Airport.
It will create opportunities for communities of color, for women, and veterans, including right here in Boston at Logan Airport.
Janiyah Nelson of Labor's Local 223 said Biden is putting union workers front and center on his agenda to rebuild America's roads, bridges, and airports. Biden said the upgrades made to Logan Airport would create nearly 6,000 union jobs. In Minnesota, some 15,000 nurses began a three-day strike over low wages and understaffing. Mary Turner is president of the Minnesota Nurses Association and an ICU nurse. She said pay raises are needed to save the profession of nursing.
Tell you what, guys, if all we cared about was money, we'd all be traveling right now. Okay, because during the pandemic, as a COVID ICU nurse at North, I sat next to nurses who made $300 an hour. Believe you me, we don't make no $300 an hour.
The union is seeking a more than 30% increase in wages. The hospitals have offered between 10 and 12%. White House officials are working to avert a national railroad strike that is days away from shutting down much of the country's transportation infrastructure. Food producers are asking Congress to intervene, saying they are already dealing with delays due to railroads being shorthanded.
This is what community looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
Dozens of immigrants' rights activists gathered in Washington, D.C. Monday, demanding Congress cut funding for detention and deportation policies. Nilson Barahona, a Honduran native and former immigration detainee, spoke of the freedom America promises.
And freedom is the thing that they take away from us when we're looking for safety. Yeah. This is not what United States stands for.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.